Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week we're going to be talking about what you can do, four things specifically, when you don't want to work out. When you don't want to exercise, what is four things that can help you get your butt into gear and get it done? For me, exercising and I have had a sordid relationship. I have older siblings and same mom, same dad. My sister's like in her same jeans after she has a baby, like 2 weeks later. And so after my first baby, I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna be like her. And newsflash, like much to my disappointment, I was not. And you know, I found myself a year after even having a baby and still being overweight and not being able to lose it. And I realized my metabolism, how I roll in my life, like I have to work out to physically be in the shape that I want to be. And then as years have progressed and I fought alongside, you know, my late husband and his cancer diagnosis and battle, like not only was working out instrumental for me physically, but it became instrumental for my mental health. And over the years, I have really learned that I need to keep that in my life to maintain balance. And being, you know, on YouTube, on having my podcast, being out in social media and motivational speaking, like this is something that I get asked a lot. And that is, how do you work out when you don't want to? It's hard, specifically, especially if you're a working parent, you have all these other obligations and things on your list and on your plate, and it's hard to put yourself and find that time, but it's essential. Okay, so from the top, here is my top four things. Number one is gonna be, for me, grabbing a friend. Grab a friend. Get yourself a friend, even if that is your children in your home, a grandparent that you're gonna walk down the street with. If you commit to somebody, I can't even tell you the countless amount of workouts that I would not have done had I not committed to a friend previously. So if you don't want to exercise, grab a friend. Make an appointment with them and show up. Because at first, when I was on my workout journey, I couldn't be accountable just to myself. Like I would not be somebody that held just my wants and desires in high regard. Like I was lower on my list. And as the years have gone by, I am now accountable and I appreciate and honor and value my time, and my commitment to myself is sacred and special. But that took a while to get there. Like if I was just on my list before, there's no way that I would be like, yeah, my appointment with myself is canceled because I don't want to do that. But it took a lot of consistency in years and visualization and to get to where I'm at. That my relationship and my commitment to myself, I am my friend. So if right now it's hard for you to do that, grab a friend. Grab a good girlfriend, boyfriend, little child, neighbor kid, whatever you need to do, make an appointment with them and you will should be able to show up. That helped me be able to be accountable to somebody else. Number two, put on your workout clothes. Just do it. Like, even if you have errands to run and you're like, I'm busy, you know, chances are if you put on your workout clothes, you will work out. It's like, I don't know what it is, but it's for me, it's like the hardest step. Even now to this day, it's like, just put on my workout clothes. Like, just do it. But it's so hard. to want to do it some days, but just do it. So two, put on your workout clothes. Three, remember those who can't work out. I was naive. I was took everything for granted before my husband's cancer diagnosis. And it rocked our worlds. And it completely changed my perception and my view of the gift that it is to be able to work out. Unless you have a front row to it, you just think, oh man, it's something else I have to do. And you know, I don't want to do it. But if you have the hands that can tie your laces to your workout shoes, if you have feet to put your shoes in, if you have air that you can freely breathe without an oxygen tank, like, you are so blessed. And when I don't want to work out, I remember those who can't. If you followed my journey at all, I hated to run. Unless I was being chased or there was an amazing sale, like, I would not have ran. And when my husband got sick, you know, it ended up that I started to run. And with some great friends and some people who I was accountable to. But since then, you know, I have ran like over a dozen half marathons and two full marathons. And there's no way I would have done that ever had I not had, you know, my husband sitting on the couch pre-surgery, post-surgery, you know, an oxygen machine, just wishing he's All-State baseball, All-State football. And here is this gorgeous, hunky, you know, young husband of mine in his 30s that can't work out. And it completely changed, you know, how can I begrudgingly say, ugh, I gotta go put my workout clothes on and I'm gonna go work out, you know, when it's like, wow, like, I am lucky to be able to do that. And when you shift your mindset to, I have to work out, to, I get to work out. I am blessed to be able to have a body that can move, that so many people would do anything for. That has me show up for myself more days than I can count. So try it out. Remembering those who can't. If you can, you are lucky. Number four for me, visualize your why. Why do you want to work out? For me, at first, it was how I looked, right? It's like, oh, I am not comfortable being this overweight. And then as the years, you know, progressed after, you know, I was a young mom and then cancer came along, it was like, I got in a deep and dark, depressed state, right? And then working out became not only for my physical well-being, it became for my mental well-being. And it helped me get out of some deep, dark, and depressive states. And visualizing my why. You need to visualize your why. Why do you want to work out? Do you want to look a certain way? Do you want to feel a certain way? Do you want to just be healthy? Like, think of your why. So when you're like, no way, I do not feel like it, visualize how you want to feel. Visualize the side effect of working out. Have you ever, in the history of your life, worked out and then thought, huh, I wish I wouldn't have done that? Like, no. Just visualize how you want to feel. Visualize your why. Now, back in January, I did a series on your why, right? Your purpose. So you can go back and revisit some of those videos if you're like, I don't really know why. I just know I don't want to look this way and I don't want to have this weight on. You know, you need to get a purpose. You need to get a reason and a why to show up for yourself. So go back and revisit those previous episodes. And again, it was January of 2021. If you're struggling with that why. But if you remember my four things, it will help you get your butt going and moving and working out. So if you're struggling, remember, one, grab a friend. Be accountable to someone else other than yourself. Number two, put on your workout clothes. Three, remember those who can't work out and how lucky and blessed and grateful you should be because you have a body that can do it. And number four, visualize your why. Visualize how you want to look, how you want to feel. overall wellness and health. For me, you know, my kids have one parent, and it's like they're going to have a parent that's healthy and that is a good example of how to take care of yourself. And that keeps me going. Also know that God cares how you feel. If it's important to you, it's important to God. And God wants us to take care of our bodies. Whatever your higher power is, that energy that breathes life into you. In Psalms 18, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. So lean on God. And I know it sounds like it's a disconnect, like, oh, well, spiritual's here and physical's here. But in my life, I can completely testify and tell you that those two can merge. And that has been a catalyst for me to get out of depression and darkness, is when I turned my heart to God. And then I got that answer that I needed to start moving my body, back when my husband was sick and I was struggling with depression. And so God cares. God is there. And I can't tell you how many countless times that I didn't have the strength to do it, but I prayed to show up, be able to show up for myself and show up for those people that I was like, yeah, I'll meet you to go run, you know? And it was like, I don't have the energy or the time. I'm exhausted. My husband's dying, you know, like I'm worn out and worn thin. But, you know, saying that prayer in my heart, and I know God gave me the strength. And then after you work out, you feel so much better. And so I'm challenging you. If you don't want to work out, remember my four things. And you will be able to show up for yourself. And I love you. And remember, if you need help being accountable, I also do mentoring. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. Sometimes you just need someone to help you work through what you want to do with your life and your whys. And I'm here for that. And I is one of my greatest joys in my life is to be able to help people in their life, invite light back in and be able to put themselves on the list and have a more balanced, happy, and healthy life. And I love you guys, and I hope you have a good week. And don't forget, even when you don't want to, put on your big girl workout pants. And I hope these four tips help you in your life show up for yourself, even when you're tired and you don't feel like it. Love you guys. Have a good week.